What does carry-on luggage have to do with how we live our lives? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. This is a traveling season, and people who travel a lot, whether it's traveling across town or across the country, luggage is an important item. It carries what you hope is everything you will need, no matter what you encounter on your journey. I must confess that I have often traveled with too much, packed into too many small places. You never know if it'll be colder or warmer than predicted. I mean, actually, it could hail, sleet, snow, or rain. And like the post office, you still must deliver the mail. They say there's only one event where you will need your fabulous fancy, but when you arrive, you find out it's not just one event, but two. And of course, who doesn't like to have a choice, right? And now on top of that, if you are flying, you have to pay for what you pack to go with you to your destination. And here is confession number two. I have had carry-on luggage envy. There are people who are so organized and who have prioritized so wonderfully well that they can pack 1 week's worth of clothes into carry-on luggage. Imagine that. Let's face it, we all have excess baggage. We're carrying around too much stuff and we're paying for it. What we really need to do is to get down to the carry-on level. We pack so much into our daily lives, carrying around everything with us in case we must deliver under adverse circumstances. We fail to prioritize. That is saying no to carrying things that are not really our responsibility, or saying no to carrying around regrets and grief and shame, or the sins that so easily beset us, so we can say yes to the best things that God has to offer. Or we fail to recognize the season we're in, so we're carrying around everything for all seasons, and sometimes the load gets too heavy to bear. We keep adding more and more stuff to our luggage because we're afraid of not having enough, or not having what we need when we need it, or not having the right thing for the right occasion, or we have gotten so used to some stuff we just can't let it go. The most talented among us can pack all of their troubles into their luggage and carry these troubles around both day and night. Look to the right and the left and say, "Stop the madness." It may be overwhelming to drop your luggage and carry no more all at once, but at least strive to get down to carry-on level. Try this, Matthew 6:34. "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Okay, each day has enough for us to deal with without us carrying around overweight luggage filled with the worries, troubles, anxieties, strife, ideas of yesterday, last week, last month, or last year. I had to learn how to plan and prioritize better for my journeys. Some things do not need to be a part of our daily journey. Phew, I am down to carry on and getting better every day. Every 24 hours has enough for us to deal with without us dragging our whole lives in a set of suitcases everywhere we go. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Lighten the load and enjoy your day.